Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We have so much to rejoice and to be glad for. The expensive price tag of our soul has been fulfilled through no other than Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And the Bible reminds us of all these things that man tried to get the price paid, but it was insufficient.
Yeah.
The only thing that redeems our soul is the precious blood of Jesus Christ, which was already shed.
And you can find a scripture and bring it out on this Tuesday morning. Mm-hmm. He says, what does it profit a man to gain
the world
and lose his own soul? Or what in this world that man can give in exchange of his soul? Absolutely nothing. So you're talking about that, Diane, this morning, that no good work can save me. That's what he said. I can do all the good work that possible in life. That does not save me. There's nothing that you and I can give in exchange of our soul. The price tag is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
That's in Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. For what profit is it to man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? And Pastor had laid that out during Sunday service. The whole world. You know, we work so hard just to get power over our company or just to get some power in our community. Mm. But the whole entire world. Think about that.
Yes, for a little bit.
For what profit is it if a man, if he gains the whole entire world but loses his very own soul?
Said my soul value more than that. And I know it does, because it takes one man and one man only to redeem me, to buy me back. And that's Jesus Christ.
In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11, it says, but Christ came as high priest of the good things to come with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation.
Yeah.
Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood. He entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And that's a powerful scripture. That was Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 through 14. That's worth reading over and over and meditating on it. Because, you know, sometimes we say, yes, I believe Jesus, he died for my sins. But then we're plagued in our conscience, in our mind with the sins. We're plagued in our conscience, can't sleep at night. We're tossing and turning, going over and over all the woulda, all the coulda, all the shoulda. All of those things are replaying. The enemy has that projector just going all through our mind. It says clearly here in verse 14 that that blood was also shed to cleanse our conscience from those dead works. So we believe, yes, Jesus's blood was shed. Yes, okay, I'm forgiven. But we also now, through that same blood, have the ability to say, hey, now, cleanse my conscience from these dead works. So I'm not continually going back over all of these regrets, over all of the shame, over all these missed opportunities, all these wrongful actions. It cleanse my conscience from dead works. Because as long as that tape of dead works is playing in our mind, we cannot serve the living God adequately. We're always going to feel like we're not worthy, or we're always going to feel a disconnect. So we have that same blood. We have to know with full assurance, just like we'll say, oh, yeah, the blood, forgive me for my sins. With full assurance, we have to say now, my conscience is cleansed. I have authority over what I allow to come through my mind. That's why it says with the armor that the helmet of salvation. So if you think about that, a helmet of salvation, a protective barrier of salvation over your mind. So when the enemy tries to come with these arrows and these thoughts from the past and these regrets and this shame and all this woulda, coulda, shoulda, just see them just ricocheting off the helmet of salvation, ricocheting off the helmet of salvation, and call them unpenetratable. They are unable to penetrate into my mind because our mind is also blood washed.
Amen. Don't you think, suppose Jesus was standing right ahead of you and you were talking to him and you said, Jesus, but I did this and I did that. I doubted and I stole and I did so many bad things. Can you ever forgive me? You know what I think Jesus would tell you? I think he would look at you straight in the eye and he would say, that's why I stayed on the cross. Mm-hmm. Don't you think the creator of the universe had the power to come down from that cross and put an end to his suffering? But he stayed, and he stayed to pay the price. There is nothing in our past that can ever block us from the love of God, like I said before. And this is something we need to know. And as Pastor Diana said, it's a hindrance when we keep on bringing up the past, because the past is never going to become the present. So we need to look up and look ahead and do everything we can to shut down the things that are haunting us, because it'll keep us from receiving the joy God, the Lord has for us. He can give us a joy and a peace, but if we keep rehashing the past, that's not going to happen. So we have to work diligently to always look ahead and look up.
And when we look back at the value of a human soul, when we open up Monday teaching by saying, sin is the one that blocking us from God. God is not withdrawing himself from man. It's the sin, the offense, that is pulling us away from God while God is reaching for us. So just picture this here. God is reaching for us, and the sin is what pulling us away. The sin. So never think that God, and Emily, you says it, God so loves you. Nothing you can do to turn that love of God off. Mm-hmm. He loves you, and he loves you, and he loves you, mm-hmm. and he always going to love you. So the problem is not the love of God.
No.
The problem is the sin. Mm-hmm. So we got to call on in Romans chapter 5, verse 12 says, wherefore has by one man sin enter into the world, and death by sin, the penalty. So sin bring death. We'll read it again. Wherefore has by one man sin enter into the world, and death by sin. So death is passed upon all men, for all now have sinned. There's no escaping. This is not religion. This verse here is not religion. This verse here is not denomination.
No.
This verse is universal to all men. All men, all humanity have sin. And that sin now separate us from God. But, you know, guys, if you continue to read on, if you go down to verse 17, and I will say to make your day count, family, to read it, the entire thing. But for time here, we can't read it. I'm just going to jump around. But then if you look at verse 17.
For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one,
yeah,
much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Christ.
Amen. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Amen. We can shout here. Mm-hmm. We can. This is not religion. This is what it is. He just plainly tell you what Jesus Christ is the ransom. Jesus Christ is the one that paid. He reconciled us back unto God. As one man, death passed upon us all and take us out of the presence of God. And you said that Monday, that before that, God never asked the question, Adam, where are you? And notice this here. We're going to dispel some myth. Right here, we can dispel some theological myth that people have, that God is running away from man.
Yeah.
Because he's not. Because right there, Adam was the one that is running away from God. Mm-hmm. And God was the one that is searching for him. Okay? We can read it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't God that is running away now. Mm-hmm. It was Adam that is running away.
Mm-hmm.
And God come looking for him. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you, if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ yet, God is looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
God is out looking for you. He's looking. So never think that God, or some people, and the myth here, when God... I'm not right now. I can't.
Yeah.
No, God is running after you, looking for you, and need you to come back to him. Yes.
In James chapter 4, verse 8, it says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So when we're drawing near to God, he is also drawing near to us. We cannot continue to allow that separation to remain because it's already been removed through Jesus Christ. So we have to purify our hearts so that we have an understanding of that it is for each and every one of us. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.